Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Dope as Yoli here. Hope you have a dope ass day. Welcome back to the Dope as Usual podcast. We're here to talk about life, drugs, problems, accomplishments, everything in between. Today we have Fabian Alomar, actor, pro skater. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, man.
Oh, I like you put him back on.
Yeah, put him back on. You know, I put him back on because I want to introduce myself as the Cholotonero.
That's good. Introduce yourself. You know, so everybody, I just did actor, skater. How do you come up? When people ask you, what do you do? What do you say?
I just say I'm a person of many talents, my boy. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot more that I haven't even showed yet, you know? I've survived prison. You know what I'm saying? I survived being a drug addict. I survived fights, cell fights, all the little nonsense on the streets. You know what I mean? I don't let nothing like faze me. I try not to. And I survived the reggaetonero glasses from being a cholotonero.
Hey, no, just kidding. Those are doper.
I gotta thank my boy Racheton for inviting me here. You know.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, dude. Thank you. He actually brought Jerron on too.
Oh yeah, Jerron. Yeah.
That feels cool as hell, man.
Man, Jerron Wilson that's my boy Dubs, E Dubs. Yeah, he's sick, man. Jess J Dub, man, he's a sick ass skater. He's still doing it too. He's still skating. I just seen something recently, him and Guy, like just killing it on the skateboard.
Dude, this
everybody's got kids.
Yeah, I know, right?
Everybody's got kids.
It's a little different.
I had my kids before them. So my I started way before them because, you know, Latinos go in hard and quick.
15 to 16.
Yeah. You're at 15. If you don't have a kid, you're tripping. Yeah, what's wrong with you?
Same. That's what I always got my whole life, too. I have no kids.
You got to have a baby at 15 if you're a real Latino. You have a baby at 15. If not, you're whitewashed. What's something wrong with you? Get out of here.
Same here, man.
Move to the west side. Over there.
Well, the west where I'm from is the ghetto side.
Oh, no, but you're talking about the, like, down Westwood.
Oh, west of L.A.
Yeah, gotcha. West L.A. I got you. Yeah, the west side right where I'm at is bad, too, homie. Yeah. I grew up in Echo Park.
Oh, right down the street? Oh, because when I first moved here, I moved to right there on Figueroa and Sunset, you know, where it kind of meets up by the freeway.
Sunset. Like now that's all bougie. It's all nice. They got these big buildings. That's where I lived. It wasn't like that before, though.
Oh, I've seen all the pictures. My grandma and my family's from here, right by Dodger Stadium. Yeah. So
that's by that big chili on the corner. There's a famous chili. There used to be this like chili spot on the corner of. Am I right? It's right there on Sunset. Am I thinking Fig or Grand? There's like a big Beaudry or something. There's like a big chili spot. It was real famous. Everybody used to go line up there.
No, I never seen it.
They were in competition with Tommy's. So,
hey man, when
serving diarrhea 24/7. You know,
but I ate Tommy's the first time. Yeah. Yo, it's L.A. right, and I felt terrible the next day. Sorry, yeah. Tommy's.
Nah, Tommy's is the shit. I grew up on Tommy's. So my shit just flows now, homie. You know,
you just know with Tommy's, I'm gonna be sick in a couple minutes.
Yeah, it'll make you good. It'll make you regular. You know what I'm saying? It'll make you regular. If you have a constipated,
it's a laxative.
Yeah, if that's a natural laxative, like just eat a Tommy's burger the next day, you're guaranteed to get it all out.
I do not disagree with you, man, at all. Yeah. At all. You grew up by Echo Park then?
Yeah,
that's
born and raised.
That's my friend, my uncle and everybody grew up around. They used to tell me like it used to be crazy out there when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when I moved there, it was just couples and swans.
Couple swans and
couples
and
in the swans all kinds of stuff.
And on the swan boats.
Yeah, that's all I've seen.
I was
man.
Gonna say, damn, I never seen no swans there. I seen some gangster ducks and like some some goose that were tripping Hell on us. Like geese. They used to rush us.
Yeah, they do.
The geese, whatever you say, they used to run up on us. Like I used to go there with my son and try to like or go there and They were one. That one will just make eye contact with you and
I'll chase you.
Afflecking your ass right
there. Exactly. Like, yeah. You don't want to smack a duck. You feel weird, I'll but I'll smack the shit out of a duck.
Yeah. I'll kick a duck.
I will.
I'll kick a goose too. I don't give a. Hey, I'm not letting nothing bite me.
No, for sure.
Catch some crazy lotus disease there. Lotus yeah. Disease. I mean, they got the Lotus Festival right there, bro. I'm not letting nobody. I don't give a shit what it is. Like, I'm not really. I'm not into getting hit.
Yeah, same.
By nobody.
No.
So, I mean, if you're trying to hit me, like, I don't even like my nephews and nieces stepping on my shoes and playing crazy with me. Like, I have to get them and wrap them up and put them in a little pretzel real quick. Like, hey, man, these shoes are new. Fool, stop playing with me. You know? But, like, you know, like, it's cool, but in a friendly way, but kind of letting them feel the muscle, you know?
Oh, of course. I have little brothers and sisters, so they know you can't fuck with me.
No. Especially the hair, dude. Come on.
Oh, this is only when I'm on camera, man.
Only for camera. So what? It just, like, hangs like Tony Hawk after that? Or what? What do you do? Like, you... Does that thing, it's stiff right now, right? It's stiff. It's hard.
Yeah.
I probably could go like that and it'll go. That shit.
No, at about an hour or two.
You don't got the Aquanet?
No, at about an hour, kind of. Okay. Yeah, at about hour two, that shit is okay. one entity. That shit does not move.
Yeah. He could be like hair in the wind. Hell no, it's like a statue in the
exactly,
wind.
Exactly, yeah. Nah, when I get, I don't know, man. Ever since I started doing my hair on camera, I'm like,
yeah, you gotta be perfect.
I gotta be proper. I gotta look perfect. Proper. Yeah.
So yeah, look at me, man. I try to look. This is as perfect as it.
Bro, you look way more proper than I do. I came all done up and shit.
I came up with the, like, you know, I had to go last night hard and get all the little trimmings, and it's like,
yeah, I got my shit done last night.
It's like the Mexican comes out of me. I bring out the scissors and I start doing bush gardening right here. I'm like,
are you at the age that you wear those brown sandals
Pampers?
With no socks?
No, dude. Orale, what?
You know what I'm saying? Like, when dudes get past like 30, they start wearing those brown sandals with no socks. My dad wears them.
My brothers wear them. Hell no. Hold on. First of all,
you weren't there yet.
First of all, I'll never be there, homie. Look.
Good.
I still got prison rules in my head. Like, I don't walk out the house with slippers or barefooted.
You might have to run.
I still take a shower with my chanclas, homie.
Oh, shit.
Like, I do laundry in the shower. You know what I'm saying?
Jesus
Christ. And I wake up and I bust down and it's chow time. You know what I'm saying? I still got reglas that I go by.
It's like a military life,
it's,
too.
It's more than military. It's prison reglas, you know, rules. And if you don't follow them, you know what time it is.
I'm not in that world whatsoever.
Hey, I mean, neither, no more. Thank you. But I'm just, I got you, though. No,
I know all about it. I know
you're about to bust down Demi Burpees right now.
I know everything. I know all that shit. That shit sucks.
I know. You know what a burpee is? It's not.
Well, no, I know what a burpee. You get down, push it, bam. Oh, you do those in football.
You do?
I play sports.
You play football?
No, when I used to. Yeah, I used to. Burpees suck. Center nose tackle.
Center nose tackle.
Guy that hikes and then the nose tackle.
So you're that guy that the quarterback had his hands right under your webbles like that.
Hated it, bro.
So you had his hands right under you. Did you and him have a bond? Was that bonding time right there?
We hated each other, bro.
You guys hated each other?
During the game,
he went a little hard.
No, he punched me sometimes.
And the balls?
Like, yeah, it's because he didn't like me. I didn't like him. It's like, I can't stop. We're in the middle of a game. But after this,
and you can't look back at him because it makes it more sexier, huh? Because if you look back at him, be like, stop it, stupid. You know, like you're like, he's like, what? I know you like it.
It got hard. It was hard to get used to, man. It really was.
It got hard? Did you just say it got hard?
Get out of here.
Wait. It was hard to get used to, or it got hard
to get used to.
To get used to,
yeah, it was difficult. Well, I gotta watch. Big difference.
It got harder. It was hard to get used. I mean,
difficult to get used to.
Football players be slapping each other on the buns.
I didn't fuck with that.
So you gotta. You didn't do that?
You
wasn't a team player, Papa.
I was team captain.
You wasn't a team player. You was team captain.
Hell
so
yeah.
You had to been slapping everybody school over there.
Nah, I just did better than everybody.
Come on, bro.
Nah,
that's why you got fired. That's why you didn't see. That's why you didn't make that. You was they're gonna stick you right there, and he's gonna always be the nose
it
tackle
was always
guy.
There, bro.
They want to the hiker. Get him to be the hiker because they want to touch his webs.
Get it?
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, hey, my homie, whole family just showed up for this interview today to make fun of me.
Hey, dog. Hey, time to reveal the truth, eh? No, I'm joking. I'm just having fun with you.
That's how it happened, man.
Nah,
football.
It's all good,
did you play sports?
I did, homes. I played sports.
What'd you play?
When I was growing up, I played everything. I played We played freeze tag, BB gun fights, ghetto sports. See? You know, like we played like.
Did you play any
wet
team
willies?
Sports?
We played that wet willies
it's
turned
open
into.
Chest?
Oh, we our game of
open
chess
chest.
Was like this. Holmes.
Yeah, open chest.
Our game of chess started like this. Go ahead, fool.
Oh, that's
go
how
ahead,
you played
your turn. As hard as you hit me, as hard. Oh, look,
hell no.
So that's how we play chess.
I never.
And then
like
bam,
that.
And then you go get your money back. You know.
Oh, hell
BB
no.
gun fights, led
BB
to
gun
like
fights, I remember
rock
that.
Fights.
Rock fights, I remember that too. Yeah. That was fun, man.
Another game we played, it's just the name. I didn't give it the name, but it's called Smear the Queer.
Oh, that's back when
yeah,
we were kids.
That's like get against the wall and you
and
just
now you can't say
throw
that
the
shit,
ball.
But
you
back
can't
then,
say
it was like.
Yeah, but it was called Smear.
I remember.
And like,
you just run.
I didn't make the name up, but that's what we played. Fun, and though. Until I got older, I was like, dude, let's not call that.
Let's play football.
Let's play throw the ball at the guy against the wall and hit his ass.
Butts
hard.
Up. With the handball?
Suicide, yeah.
That's what you used to call it, suicide?
Suicide.
Man, that game was fun,
or
dude.
Dodgeball, but with a hard ball, bro. Like, it's almost like a bowling ball. Dodgeball, it would kill you. Dodgeball. It was like a hard ball.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Nah, it kind of hurts.
That just sounds terrible.
With no shirts, it's
we used to
bad.
Play a game, if you miss the free throw or you just shoot, if you miss it, everybody starts beating the shit out of you until you go and touch the pole. That game sucks.
How about a game where, like, you just get beat up for no reason for just saying the wrong things.
You mean,
like,
life in the wrong neighborhood?
Yeah, it's called growing up in in the neighborhood.
Let's play Wear Red and Wear Blue in Merced and try to walk through Second Street. That's
how about
a
just
game.
Say the wrong thing around the wrong neighborhood and the wrong uncles. They're from a certain gang and they just like take it out on you.
That's why when people is, you don't do Fear Factor stuff, like scary stuff, like, bro, walk
Fear
through
Factor.
Where I'm from.
Yeah.
With blue or red, and then see how long you make
it. Fear Factor was like just stepping outside the house, my boy.
That's how it always felt, man. It truly
we weren't
was,
eating
man.
Nothing, but we was running to shit.
Like, that's why I look like this and talk like this, because I ain't affiliated. I ain't trying to get in your bullshit.
And now you're just a crack crime fighter with that hair.
There it is.
That's right. Because you look like, you look like, hey, if I saw you, I'm not even lying. If we wasn't here and I just saw you walking down the street, a little 21 jump-ish. You know what I'm saying? But like, you have that feel like you could pull out a badge and arrest the motherfucker. And
that's
I'll be
the
like,
best look to have, though.
Damn, yeah, it is, because it's undercover.
I used to have hella packs on me all the time. Because
then you could do those $100,000 bags and make those deals and get away with it looking like.
Of course. That's why I always look
Pleasantville.
Like,
you
I
know
always
what I'm
look
saying?
That's so funny you say that, because I always describe it as Pleasantville.
Yeah. That's Clark Kent. Right
Clark
there.
Kent.
Pleasantville. What, where's Lois, bro? What's up with her?
That is like 75 now, isn't she? What actress used to play her? She was Terry Hatcher?
Terry Hatcher. This Vato said Terry Hatcher. That's from fucking Sex in the City with those hyenas, dog.
That's Desperate Housewives.
That's a totally different. Terry Hatcher, no. That's another.
Who used to
back
play that? Oh, yeah, you have the internet. Yeah, we'll just do that.
Look, the real.
No, it is Terry Hatcher. Oh, shit, I was right.
Wait, you were right?
I was
right. No, but that's the. Wait, you're talking the original?
No, I'm not talking about original. I'm talking about
okay,
the.
Okay, so you went.
With the slick hair in the 90s and shit that I grew up
see,
on.
See, look. Well, now we're talking two different growing ups. Like, okay, you grew up in the 90s. I grew up in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't
you
her.
Had original
it was that
Superman.
Girl right there. It was her.
Oh, yeah.
Lois Lane, Margaret Kidder.
Margot Kidder. Yeah.
And she died, Holmes.
Yeah, so did
rest in peace.
The original Superman too. That's a trip.
Oh yeah, horseback riding.
He was paralyzed for
but he
years,
was already
bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy as fuck.
Hey, so how long you had this show, man? Dope as usual.
12 weeks exactly today.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm here on an anniversary.
Yeah, 3 months. Three months in. Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I know. See, I like you already. We got off topic so fast, man. I love doing that shit. Yeah. My brain just misfired. You grew up in Echo Park. That's where we started this from. And
oh,
I didn't even keep going.
Yeah.
So Echo Park. And so what was it like growing up there? Because I remember, like you even said, it was a little wild over there.
Well, yeah, it was a long time ago, back when it wasn't so gentrified. Mm-hmm. You know, now the ducks are all straight and square. They don't rush you no
too
more.
Many
they
coffee ask, shops.
Excuse me. Can I pass through here? Everything's like, hey, but wait, hold on. Not too long ago, there was some big time homeless COVID.
I saw it the other day.
Tents.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I went and dropped food off to some of those fools. There was a couch, a bed, and a TV in one of these guys' huge tents. He was living like a fucking college student. Better than a college student. I couldn't believe that shit.
Bro, some of them guys were just, okay, so this is what I found out, an inside scoop from the Bum Nation. They was doing this. Some of the original guys that got there that claimed to be homeless and they were doing the, you know, bum shit. And they was hanging out on the tents. They were other dudes that they were charging and taxing
to live
like,
there?
Hey, this is barter town. Like, you know, this is our town and we go charge you rent now for setting up your tent. And they were going around taxing fools. Hey,
what?
I'm just a messenger. Papa.
That's crazy, though. I mean, if I'm homeless, I ain't giving nobody a fucking thing.
Right? What are you going to pay with? Cans?
You might as well go work just to live.
What are you giving, dog? Like,
that's crazy as shit, though.
Yeah, they were just good. They were taxing. They were just being like real crazy with it. So I'm glad they shut it down, because that park, when I grew up at that park, I didn't grow up with all that crazy nonsense going on. Like, these fools are raping and robbing and stabbing fools on one side of the park. And by the boathouse, you couldn't even go and kick it there because it was just too, like, dirty and bad, you know?
For real? Like Skid Row, but yeah, by the park?
So, yeah. And I'm glad they got them out, because now it's going to be a park again, mm-hmm. you know? And a lot of them fools, I'll be honest with you, if they really wanted help, in my book, if you really, really want help, you can go, and there's places, there's programs, there's things that there's, you know, a lot of them are fully healthy. There's nothing wrong with them. They don't got no mental disabilities or nothing. Like, those who do, okay, yes, there's maybe those are the special ones, but mm-hmm. there's a small portion of them. The rest of them were just taking advantage of this COVID vacation. You know,
I think that's I've said exactly what you said before. Like, if you want help, there's help. You're not just going to starve out on the street. Yeah. There's programs. You can go into a shelter, but you got to be clean and you got to be there by 6 o'clock.
And that's
at night.
What they don't want to be clean. They want to sell drugs.
All right, fool. Then you live.
They want to make money and do all this stuff, bro. But like, they're using the COVID as an excuse to make ends meet. We're like, let's set up a tent and sell dope out of here.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
shit.
Man.
Then again, if you're kind of a low life, that yeah, it's a good thing you got going. I mean, if you only need $50 a day, yeah. type of shit, like.
Don't get me wrong, though. Cool. I'm all for feeding the homeless and helping out.
For sure.
I've been there myself. But, you know, that was a choice for me mm-hmm. because it was a choice, but it was because I was using drugs and it was all up to me to stop. There was family that was offering me help and there was friends, but I chose to go on a desmadre, go on a crazy run.
That's how it works, though.
Yeah. So, you
know. There's always an aunt or someone like, no, you can live here. And then someone steals and it's over. That's how a lot of family shit happens like that.
Right.
I got some.
And I had crazy influences growing up. So growing up.
Who are you looking up to as a kid?
Who else? You look up to your father, right? You look up to your father, your uncles and your mom and everybody and mm-hmm. your aunts.
Was they setting good examples for you or not?
No. They tried. They tried to, but the only way they knew how was because they had me young. So, of course, they were setting bad examples because they didn't know any better themselves because mm-hmm. they grew up in that recidivism of jail and drugs and gangs and that's all that was there. Of course people had jobs and shit, but it was really how could you say
it's the never ending cycle.
The setting, homie, it's the setting of how we are and how we that's all we know and growing mm-hmm. up. So the parents, without even knowing it, they're influencing and teaching the kids. Like
always.
I was just absorbing all that, and so was my brothers and sisters. And my uncles, and you just because it becomes it's a lifestyle, and you grow into it, hey, and that's all, and you think
that's
it's
what
cool.
you know.
So when you go to school yeah. and you see other people,
that's when you realize.
And then I was surrounded, and I went to Virgil, by the way. I went to Virgil Junior High. I got kicked out of Virgil for doing these and fighting, and then I went to sent out of the. Oh, after you get suspended so many times, they kick you out of the whole LA district.
Damn,
so I went to Crenshaw. They sent me to Crenshaw.
All the way the fuck out
there. Yeah, way out there in Mount Vernon. Now it's Johnny Cochran. But it was Mount Vernon Junior High.
Wow.
And back then it was like all blood school.
Oh, shit.
It was bad. So here I am from Dodger Stadium. I'm wearing all kinds of Dodgers in blue and gray. And they're like looking at me up and down like... What's up with them blue pants and blue shirt and blue hat and
yeah.
take off them laces? And it was just like, what? And it was bad.
See that? I mean, I grew up in a town just like that, but I was just talking about this. My mom used to beat the fuck out of me to avoid all that shit.
Nice.
And my dad tried to be a gang member for like 4 years, and it was the weirdest shit because he's hella nice and it didn't work.
My dad.
It didn't work, but they had me at 16, 18.
He was a part-time like weekend warrior then. Like he tried it and then he didn't like it, he got out.
It's just the people he was hanging out with. My dad used to fucking shoot crank and shit. Like, and so with people he was hanging, I just noticed one day he was on all red and he had a shaved head. I go, Dad, what are you doing with this little strip of hair? You gotta stop this shit.
What area did you grow up in,
Merced,
where it was all red?
Merced, California.
Merced,
Fresno.
Up north. Oh, you from out there?
That's why I'm saying, like, wearing blue over there, you get shot. Wearing red over here, it's the same thing. So when I moved here, I got to wear a blue shirt for the first time in my life.
Okay, so
it's my favorite color, and it's like, oh, I'm in LA. Maybe I won't get fucking hit up because I hate fools hitting me up when they know I'm not affiliated. Look at me, I say dude 60 times. Don't hit me. I hate that shit. That's why.
Well, there's a lot of gangsters that say dude now, so you got to be.
But you know,
if you call, where you from, dude? You know,
I like, get that. But you can hear me talk like a fucking white guy.
Maybe like, but they be mixing it, right? Like, hey, dude, hey, where you from, hey, dude? You know, Charlie, fool, dude.
That's a whole nother generation.
But they're wearing Vans and they're trying to gangbang on a skateboard, and what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's cool. Like, I think it's good that I think maybe, I don't know. It's safe to say maybe I started dressing like that back in the day.
Good though.
And I looked the way I look and grew up like that. But I was sponsored as a skateboarder. I got into skateboarding like on just.
That was my question. How'd you get into this? If you're from Echo Park and just from me to you, like, you know, you growing up, there's not a lot of brown skate kids. Like, I was one of the few fools skating and everybody else is white. Everybody. I'm the only fucking brown kid. I was fat. I was trying to do these little rails. And
yeah,
it's just. It's different. It's almost like a, you're a bitch ass fool. Why are you chilling with those white kids? Yeah. Like, no, I'm skating. They just happen to like this sport too, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, it's fun. Try it. So how did you get into that?
I was fat. I was trying to do a rail. That's funny.
For real? I was, man, my whole life.
I would have loved to see that. Balancing on a rail. Fat boy on a rail. Nice. That's cool. But I've seen it before. I've seen it done, you know. Like,
look at this fool. This fool can skate too.
I know. I've seen it. Like I said, I've seen it before.
Yeah.
You know? He's no joke.
So, how did you get into skating? If you're in this, your family's not into skating, and they're obviously not leading you that way.
Yeah, they weren't throwing no skateboards at me. Even though my dad stole the skateboard and gave it to me, or found one, I think a purple Veriflex board back in the day when it was like clear purple Veriflex. It was dope. It was cool. But I didn't. I was like, I got on my knees with it and
that's
shit.
How
you
did too.
You know.
Yeah.
And then I just pushed it to the side. Years later. You know, I went through all these little phases of the BB gun phase, the bikes, and then one day it was like we were hanging on the block, and I just seen, you know, me and my boy Juan, we were like, we heard a bunch of awling, you know, the sound of awling, like, kach, kach. We were like, what the hell is that, you know? So I said, hey, lower the weekends are made for fun. Right now, lower that music. Can you lower Weekends Are Made for Fun really quick? We're going about to. I hear some noise coming down the street.
Were you in your house?
Then I'm gonna, then I'm gonna, and then it just lowered it, and I'm like, it was kids awling, and we're like, no, we're in the front of the house with the Ford Courier truck. My boy, my homeboy's brother, rest in peace, Hector and Mondo. You know, Hector, rest in peace. But they're all brothers, Juan, Hector, and Mondo, and they all. I used to kick it with them every day, and they had a truck that we all stole parts for.
Oh shit!
To build to Voltron it, to make it, you know what it was. It was like a dope. He bought some shit, but we all stole parts too. We all participated, and like I had a lot of crackhead friends,
so they would steal shit.
That was
the
that
easiest. Bucks, give me a tire.
Stereos, because they all like stole stuff from my dad, and they all like, you know. We used to sell out of our house, dope. So everybody want to go and bring them stolen shit.
Oh, so you grew up in that, like where your dad...
I grew up in a house where like a party house in the 80s where crack and PCP and drinking and weed and gangs, it was like the headquarters. Bam, yeah, right there.
You just in your room.
And guess what? Right by Tommy's, homie. Tommy's.
Right, I know exactly which Tommy's you're talking about. So we
heard... All night, every day, all the time.
That's my dad's house.
Girls would come from Tommy's three at a time when mini skirts, the mini falda, to come and piss. And I'd be like looking out my window.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying, man? I'm a little boy. Don't judge me. I'm a little boy. That's how I got started. Don't judge me.
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah. Don't fucking dare judge me with that haircut. Shit. Yeah. With you know what I'm haircut. Saying? That's how I became a man. Oh, Tommy's shit. Helped me. What?
Yo, my dad's house that had that. Everybody would tag on the walls in one room, and all the gang shit would be on one wall. I remember that shit when we painted over it that day.
Man,
that was my dad's house, party house, bro. Everyone, when you're done with the bar, you're playing my dad's.
Jumping music, thinking. I was just like, oh shit, that song. Whenever I hear it today, I'm just like, I just want to go down for the. No, I'm playing. It gives me flashbacks. Like I'll be over there dancing.
80s car music. This pulled at a car show. Goes to the bathroom.
I go to the bathroom and sneak a jerk. No, I'm joking. I by the way, I coined that phrase, sneak a jerk, in jail. The sneak a jerk, you don't jerk on in just open public domain.
You sneak a jerk.
You don't do public domains, homie. You do sneak a jerks. Because if the homies catch you jerking, homie, it's over. Think I'm playing? Try it. Try it right now in front of me. See what happens.
You know what? I think if you were anywhere and you did that, you could get socked. Yeah. Someone's going to hit you.
Yeah, you get socked out.
Yeah, someone's going
to
hit you.
I sometimes have to sock myself out. You know what I'm saying?
Dick in one hand, punching myself.
Yeah, regulate myself for doing what I just did. Sa, sa, sa.
Oh, God. Nah, this was crazy.
But anyway, back to Tommy's. Yeah.
Yeah. Skateboard slap, you turned it down.
They're, you know, I'm hearing the noise. I'm hearing the noise and we go over there and these Asian kids is skating and fast forward, man, like we they didn't want to lend us the boards.
You asked to borrow the boards?
Yeah.
Oh hell.
And back in the 80s it was expensive. They were in Jimmy Z's, like, you know, the Velcro Jimmy Z's. I don't know if anybody remembers that. You guys are like barely born a few years ago, but anyway, there were some pants called Jimmy Z's and Stussy and you're like, oh, I've heard of that. Yeah, right.
Stussy's a store in San Antonio.
Yeah, Stussy's a store. Like, it's an old ass store. Everybody was trying to get sponsored by that back in my day, okay?
It's a brand. I know what it is.
Yeah. And anyway, so that was like the sponsor to get into back then. And Vision Streetwear was the shoe and Airwalk. Vans was always around. But Airwalks and Vision Streetwear and Vans were like the main shoe. Vans probably number one. Tony Hawk brought Airwalk and Mark Gonzalez brought Vision Streetwear. So I got down the line, I would be turned pro by Mark Gonzalez.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, Mark Gonzalez. You know who Mark Gonzalez is?
One of the first skaters I really started with, my friend Ryan, all of them are white dudes. They all have the tapes. They all have the fucking the DVDs and all the skate videos. And I remember Mark Gonzalez and my homie Ryan was like, look at this fool. Look at this fool at these stairs. And that's the first time I really saw skate video. And I remember watching, like, this is fucking incredible. And then I got stuck on it. That's how I got into skating.
And it
videos.
Still didn't motivate you to keep skating.
I stopped about 14. I got into drugs.
You got into drugs. Nice. That's a good, like, okay, that will do it because drugs will take anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skating was done with me.
Yeah.
Man. I was it took to me while I was skating. School.
It got me while I was skating. And like, you know, after the transition of getting sponsored, like I stole my first board. I went to like, not too far from here, Glendale, Eagle Rock. I went there down there to go steal my first board. And then,
oh, after those kids didn't let you borrow it, you wouldn't stole
yeah,
them?
Because they said it was expensive and they told me the price. And I was like, damn, that ain't never going to happen. My mom ain't ever going to buy me them shoes.
Yeah.
That skateboard? Hell no. So I start doing runouts and I start like clotheslining kids and taking their boards. First, we would go to a donut shop and take board. Like, there was this donut shop that it was like they were just practically giving it away, bro.
They're just leaving them at the front?
They're practically giving it away.
Yeah, you never do that.
They're leaving it outside and they're inside playing. So they got to come around and open the door. And I pass by with my homie and we just grab like four or five at a time and just, boom, we're gone. Getting back in the Ford Courier truck and jumping music. Hickey,
this was stealing, you know what I'm saying?
To weekend were made for fun, homie. And that's where the weekends were made for fun for us. We stole boards.
All those
and
kids
then,
got new boards.
And then we came back and we tried to skate with our regular shoes on, with our Cortez and our Converse and Cortez.
Converse is the worst.
And our corduroy pants and... You know, we're trying to skate and like hold on to a wall to ollie, homes. Like, hey, try to do it, hey, try to do it.
You should do it next to the grass.
Hey, fool, try to ollie, fool. You don't know how to ollie, dick. Now I know how to ollie, dick. Watch, fool. Hold on to the wall, dick. Watch. And then you hold on to the wall, fool, and then look, go like that. And then you know, so we eventually taught each other, like, fool, that's not an ollie, dick. This is how you do it, fool. So we became competitive with each other and started teaching because we were very competitive. Like, I used to fight a lot, like, you know, I'm very competitive, homie. Like, I don't like to lose for shit, you know?
Yeah, once you start getting it and then you realize, oh, shit, I'm actually pretty good at
I'm
this,
actually good.
Then it's it.
And that's then my friend became better than me and I was like, oh, it's only because I like to party. Weekends were made for, you know, I kept that real.
Yeah.
I stood with that and I jump in music. Every weekend I'd go take, and he'd be stay skating. And then I'd come back and he'd have like 5 or 10 new tricks.
Fuck.
I'd be like, ooh, but at least I scammed on like 5 different chicks. See? You got 5 tricks, but I got 5 chicks, fool.
You scammed them? What do you mean?
Yeah, scammed on them like lengua, you know? You know?
Oh, that you mean like you scammed?
He don't know what's up with this guy, homie. He don't know the term scammy?
Yeah, I know the word scammy. I never heard.
What's up, B? You never scammed on no one at a ditching party, fool?
The fuck does that mean?
Orale, what the? Hey, you never made out with nobody at a ditching party? I mean, a girl.
Wait, a ditching party?
A ditching party? You never had a ditching party?
You mean
party?
Where you just leave school?
There's Vato too. He looks young.
I don't know what the fuck we're talking
Dog,
about.
He's younger
I would
than
just
everybody.
Go sell fucking drugs.
I'm older than him.
He's older than I am.
Wow. Doing bad then. Dude. Okay. Oh, wow. Hey, that's Benjamin Button over there. Hey, so.
I'll take it.
A ditching party? No, it was called sell drugs and not go to school and make money. I didn't care about girls. I was trying to make money my whole life. So that's my scamming party was sell drugs to all the kids I ditched.
Well, damn. No wonder you got a podcast, fool. You've been saving money all your whole life.
I've been fucking trying to make money since I was a child, man. But well, yeah, no, good. When I ditched, I.
So I guess I'm getting paid for this.
I don't know.
All right. Jumping music. No?
Yeah, you used to ditch and just
ditch school, homie. Don't change the subject. Am I getting paid for this or what? No, I'm joking.
You paid and two high fives. Bah,
two high
super
fives.
Super hard.
Yeah. Yeah, two bags, homie. Hey, look. Hey, look. Hey, so yeah, I ended up going to like a lot of those parties, you know, and that's how it is, man. You know, back then, we skated. Or you were involved in gangs. There was not too much going on. We didn't have like cell phones, bro. You know?
Yeah, no.
There was not even pagers back then. We were just. This is before the pager came out. I'm talking the 80s, not the 90s, homie. Where, you know, the crack epidemic was like in full effect, and especially in my house. You know what
shit.
I'm saying?
They were selling it.
Yeah.
And making money.
We wake up on the floor and think it's like, oh, look at this marshmallow. Oh, no, it's
oh,
a rock.
Shit. That's 40
nah,
bucks.
It's a rock, that 40 bucks. My ass is shit. That's probably worth like 100 and something.
For real?
Yeah. Big old piedras, bro. Like big noggins and little ones. And, you know, it was everywhere. I used to carry a wad of money like this and stash it for my mom and dad.
Oh, shit. Were you taking shit and selling it for them?
Of course.
Okay, I'll say, if you're not, fucking tripping. I would have been doing the
taking
same shit.
Taking a couple
shit.
Dollars here and there, too. And like, just you know, that's how it was. But we were up and down, because mom and dad used. You know? So it's like, it's, you know, so it's like, it's not just like they were concentrating like you with the Clark Kent haircut on money. No, they was doing drugs, too. They're from the hood, fool. They were doing some crazy shit. They wasn't just concentrating on the dough, which they should have been, but they didn't. So...
Yeah, no, I never fuck with crack. I only smoke crack like once or twice. It's just nasty.
You never smoke crack?
Once or twice, because I don't like it. It's just nasty as fuck.
Once or twice. Wait, we said he'd never smoke crack. I only did it once or once or twice. Now, how many times did you do it, homie?
I just said I never fucked with crack. I only smoked
never
it once or twice.
I never fucked with crack. I only smoked it once or twice.
Yeah, now, fucking wait, with it. It's no, like, yo, I do it actively.
Because
I fuck with it. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on, dog. Either you... When you smoke crack... You're not just going to smoke it one time and then be like, and then sit back and not think about it. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes later, you're going to want another hit.
I didn't. I hated it right off the bat. It made my head fucking hurt.
But you smoked it once or twice.
Yeah, I know. But it wasn't like I got cracked.
In one sitting or different sessions?
Well, the first time I ever smoked it was on accident.
Oh my gosh, there's more than one time in one time. There's not
two times.
Okay, two times. And one. Okay, so. I might have seen him on a crack run out there.
Two times.
You were the little kid, the little chubby kid trying to comb your hair on the skateboard, doing rails on crack?
I had fool's hair when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah? You had long hair like Rachetón over there?
Yeah.
Nah. Serio? I can't see you like that.
I look a lot different, man.
Yeah?
Now I'm trying to look like I'm, hey, pay me, Netflix. That's what I want.
Netflix, right? Why don't you pay him and then he could pay me?
Yeah, I'll keep coming with all this. Like, hey, you look like Clark Kent, but that's fine. Give me a check.
Yeah, give him a check and then he'll give me a check. Yeah.
Gillette. What's up, Gillette?
Hello, Red Bull, all them. Let's pay. Come on,
fuck
Adidas.
It, we're on this.
Let's get Lockwood some money.
We're on this fucking different path, man.
Let's
I know
do
you're,
it.
Like, you're on your acting shit right now.
I'm
you know
on
what I'm
my
saying?
Acting
that
shit right now.
Tight as fuck. How'd you get into that?
How'd I get into that?
Because you didn't go like, you know, I want to be a fucking actor. Right
you don't want to know something? It started a long ass time ago. A long time ago. My friend Wilbur Urbina, he's the professional breakdancer.
Damn.
He used to skate for Sir Fetish, World Industries. He looked like Christian Hosoi, but he was Salvadorian. Big buff. He could do any ho-ho. He had long hair. He had that apocalypto nose. He had that
almost.
Face. Like, he looked like almost. No, he looked like the dad, like, you know, the crazy dad. He looked like him, fool.
Damn, a good-ass movie. Fuck.
Yeah. The one that's on Mayans now. He's on Mayans.
I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, come on, homie. You're sitting here right here. Come on. Hey, give him a fresh one or what? Do you want a fresh one or what? You want the four or the five, homie? The four or the five? Pick one.
Yo, you've said that shit multiple times. You want a four or a five?
Yeah.
Damn, that shit was locked
Damn.
You say that shit often.
I do say that often, homie. I coined that too.
I
eh?
Can see that.
Go to Pelican Bay. They know what the 4 and the 5 is.
That's nah, I'm good.
He's like, I'm good.
I'm cool. Maybe some outreach program shit. Maybe
outreach.
Other than that, you won't catch
going
me
in there with Prentice Prison Ministries.
Yo, what's up? You guys want
to
make
yeah,
money?
Hey, I'm trying to do that, homie. I'm not lying to you. I'm trying to do that. I'm trying to go back with ARC, the Anti-Recidivism Coalition, founded by Scott Budnick. He's started a big organization, and Scott Budnick is huge, man. Like, he's done like a lot of movies. He's the executive producer for like The Hangover.
Oh, good.
All the franchise of The Hangover. Scott Budnick has done Just Mercy, Old School. Like, that
that's
dude's done amazing
that.
Stuff.
That's what's the film company you work with?
Panay.
Panay, they made that movie, yeah. That's who he works with, too, now.
Nice.
So, good shit, yeah.
Yeah, well.
So, he started the outreach
He started an organization program called Anti-Recidivism Coalition, ARC. And it's about just getting the inmates that are locked up, get ready for the streets and for mass incarceration in California, like to start getting them to their minds ready for like to be productive on the streets. And there's curriculum in there. Like a lot of the stuff is just to prepare you for the society and to get you a trade and to help you get going and get education. It's all about the way you think, you know, the way we process stuff. And like, that's all it all starts for me. I think it all starts with the process of because you could say something to me and I either process it in a bad way or in a good way. So it's just made to help. That program has helped me, like the way I think, the way I just move now, and the way I talk and act, and
good,
like, you know, it's just in a positive way, because before I would take things so like personal when it shouldn't have been personal,
yeah.
or like, you know, things like how I saw society. So now I got a whole new look and a different perspective of things, you know.
That's good though, man. Most people don't get that when they come out.
Yeah.
They go right the fuck back.
Yeah. I love Scott, and I love what he's done. And like, he can explain it way better, but I've done the program, and I'm going to be working with them pretty soon. And ARC is huge, bro. And they're just getting bigger. So I would like
shit.
To, you know, I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah. That's good, man.
And Sam Lewis is the director, and he's doing an amazing job of, you know, getting it out there. I seen him on the news the other day talking about it, and they got like they could get you into the fire department while you're incarcerated.
My friend is
so yeah. You can come out and have a career.
It's real.
You can not just that. You can go out, come out, and just teach. Like I got another friend, Josh Swindell, who was an ex-professional skateboarder as well. He went in for a murder. He got in a bar fight and killed the dude with his, you know, his bare hands. And he ended up getting locked up. He did like 20 years.
Damn.
He came out and now he's like, he's doing amazing stuff, man. He's been sober. The main thing is just like being sober and staying clean and being productive.
Yeah. You know? Productive is the main thing. Once you're productive, you feel like you're worth it and shit.
Yeah. Cause once your head is on right, everything else is going to just flow in and just the pieces all make sense of the puzzle, you know?
And a lot of people that end up in jail or on drugs, they don't think very highly of themselves as, you know, people in the earth. They're just like, no, I do this and this. I can never teach a class. Like, no, you fucking can. Just start working toward
it. Be surprised. Like, there's so much negativity and just you know, there's a lot of, it's a place filled with envy and hate and jealousy and you know, everybody, it's like I like to say it's like the devil's backyard, man. It's like prisons are, but there's a handful of people now that have given the opportunity and given the right programs and the right skill mindset with the skills involved in it. You can turn it around and you could come home after being a lifer and being good and doing the necessary programs and the right curriculum in there. You have a chance of coming home now. So now it's up to you.
Yeah.
As the individual being locked up, how you want to do your time. You got a chance to come home, homie, if you want to, you know, it's just up to you.
It's a good way to, I mean, you're there. You're already there in your head. And most, like I said, most people aren't. So that's that. That is what pretty much got you the ARC program.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I joined it in Pelican Bay and I'm still with them.
Nice, man.
And
is that how you got into acting?
Huh?
Is that how you started looking at acting differently?
No. Well, I've always, I started acting, like I tell you, in 88, in 1988, I did my first acting ever. I'm going to be honest with you. You want to keep it 100, homie. I've been acting all my life. Because even when I didn't want to stab that kid in the second grade with a pencil, I was acting like I was tough.
Yeah.
But I you know, I was doing it because you're I was, my father wanted me to.
Exactly.
My father wanted me to. And he said, go, you know, don't let nobody, you ain't going to be no punk. Don't let nobody take your money. So you go and, so I had to act like, and I lied to him and had a whole fabricated story and told my father that I did, but I really didn't.
Shit.
And I seen how he embraced me. So I said, I got to go do it.
Do
now.
More.
So now I got to do it. And then when I did it, he embraced it. He embraced it. And then that made it
that
okay for me to.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
Hey, man.
You're looking up to somebody you look at.
I'm going to start whacking fools.
Fuck. That's sad,
whenever bro. They get mad at me or they ever they start tripping on me and like pops, he's cool with it. But yeah. it's not his fault though, because maybe he that's how he was brought up and that's how he was raised and yeah. You know.
But like you it's just, there's a turning point. Not everybody gets it. You got it and goes, you know what? I got to start thinking more positive and stop taking everything so personal, like you said.
Right.
But your dad never got the opportunity, maybe even when he had kids, to show them.
No.
You know?
His parents were there. Like a lot of people are toxic in your family and you don't know it until you get old enough to find out. So, you know, being that, you know, I've three different prison numbers. This is not my first time in prison, but it's my last time.
Good shit.
So make that clear.
Nice, and, man. Nice.
I've gone to prison for different things. My first time in prison was for something that I was just doing to protect my family, you know, to protect my sister.
How old were you?
When I first went,
yeah,
I was in my 20s, bro. So. Yeah. And then the thing is, like, I was a professional skateboarder.
And you had to go to fucking prison as a professional skateboarder?
While I was skateboarding professional. they hadn't discontinued my boards yet. But I had got so heavily into drugs.
What drugs?
Crack cocaine, papa.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
P-Dogs and shit.
No, it started with P-Dogs.
Whew.
I graduated to the Pipero.
Yeah.
I was a Roddy Piper, my boy.
Crack? Ooh, you must be fighting the fuck at everybody smoking crack.
Boy, I turned you that haircut right there. I should have been wearing that Clark Kent. I was like Smallville. I was Crackville. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? I was strong. When you smoke, you just me. I got.
You get stronger.
I get really like, yeah, like my antennas go up and I'm thinking I just get suspicious. Suspicious of everybody. Even this, like, it's too close to me, Holmes. You know, get away from me.
Been around
you want to steal my shit? What are you?
Bro.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Everything. Just everything. You're like, you even afraid to look at yourself.
It's like a demon. It's like a demon and possessed. Like, hey, that person says something about you. Even though they didn't, go fucking stop. Go stab him. Go beat him up.
Cocaine cowboys, man. Cocaine warriors. Escante. Now, Escante warriors? Nah.
That's just different.
Nah, I never done that.
No?
Escante warriors?
Good,
nah,
good, man. That's just disgusting, bro.
Nah. And one time I did do it. The one time I did, but through the nose, like I snorted it.
Mm-hmm.
And like the girl was like, yeah, you're gonna. And I was like, what is this pink shit? Like, what is this?
The pink shit?
Yeah, it was pink. It was like pink. Back in the 90s, it was pink. Oh, and I'm just looking at it like, I do white stuff. I don't do pink.
Yeah.
What are you giving me?
Yeah, I don't like meth. And like,
it's gonna affect my performance down there. You know what I'm saying? And she's like, no, it's gonna enhance it. It's gonna be good. You're gonna be like a rock star all night.
Damn.
Girl, this thing, my thing said, dun, da, da, dun, dude.
Off the Chris.
And it was just like dead. It was dead. And then there was nothing to it. And I was just like, oh my goodness.
Not doing this drug no more.
I had noodle chili, bro. And I've never had noodle chili before. I've never had, I heard of Tommy's chili. I've heard of like chilies, but not noodle chili, papa. Noodle chili is good, not good, bro. So not when you're trying to like be like Dirk Diggler and you know, it's not good.
Oh shit. Okay. So, how long did you have to go to prison the first time? In your 20s, you said?
Nah, well, they sentenced me 7 years, but I ended up doing... I should have been home 6 years, 6 months, but I ended up doing 8 years and some change.
No more. Oh, you did some shit in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's how... It's sad, man. You get put in a place that you kind of don't have a chance unless you stay by yourself, you study, you do this, you get your degrees. But jail's like a criminal playground. It's like, yo, let's learn some other shit that I didn't know. This guy's teaching me this, and this guy's gonna teach me that shit.
Yeah, this guy's teaching me how to make pruno.
Ugh.
This guy's teaching me how to hoop a knife. Like, hey, there's some crazy. I've seen some. I've heard the craziest stories in there. It's like, it's bad, man. Like, you know, prison is not the place to be.
No.
You know?
I know.
And I don't, man, that's the one of the reasons why I want to get more involved in speaking to the youth. And, you know, I want to go back to the prisons that I've been to and to all of them if I could. You know, I've been to about six or seven of them, and you know, being transferred.
Once they get transferred, because you're fighting,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So it's an ugly place, man. Like, you know, well, they transfer you because your points either go up, and you get transferred to fighting. And I would like to go back and speak to the youth or the men's prisons. You know, it'd be cool to be an example, not to show off or nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
To be an example and give these guys some hope, to let them know, you know, like, hey, if I could do it, you could do it, homie.
Because you got to remember, like, if your friend gets a sick-ass job, like, yo, you got to say, maybe I can get a sick-ass job. It's motivation. It's not envy. It's more motivation than anything, you know?
And, you know, but there's too many brocheros over there, bro. You know what a brocha is, right?
Mm-mm.
He's like, oh, yeah, a brush in English. It's a brush to comb my hair. No, fucker, stop thinking of your hair. A brocha is a mustache, homie.
Okay.
Okay, so when I say brochero, it's like all the brocheros, you know, the big, hey, homie.
Yeah.
When they talk, they're like Yosemite Sam, homie.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
The mustache goes, homies, orale, rutina time, homie. You know, like their mustache actually goes up like that. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
The Cholo Yosemite Sam's, homie.
This football's a Ben Stiller, bro.
That was Google.
Go blood in, blood out.
Oh, my God. Look at Wyatt Earp over there on the green side. Eyes. Look at Wyatt Earp, homie. What? He brought up the... Come on. Ben Stiller. He's got
Ben Stiller, bro.
If I cut mine right now up to there, it's Ben Stiller.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Zoolander.
Yeah.
But this takes... Yeah, see, now I'm talking about the second guy right
top
there.
Top left,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what I'm trying to say.
Of course, yeah. My uncle.
The brocheros right there. That's your uncle right there? Yeah, that's like one of my uncles right there. So, you know, there's some dudes that just hard-headed that, you know, they love where they're at.
Yeah.
They love where they're at. They love where they're, you know, they I'm never going home. That's all right. I don't, you know, it's sad. They just don't see themselves. They don't even want to try. They got too much time or whatever, and they just lose hope, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean,
how. And they figure, like, well, nah, they're not going to consider me. But they are. You know, the thing is, they are, man. And it's just it's a personal thing.
Yeah, man, you lived there. I'm not saying you didn't know that before, but when you went in there, now you're learning, like, oh, you have 30 years? Fuck, you're not going to see your kids grow. She's going to be married by the time you get out. Fuck, okay, well, you got a lot. It's a whole different perspective when you think, like, I'm with somebody that's never getting to go home. I get to go home soon.
It's humbling.
It makes you think, like, I'm wasting my time. I'm squandering my time like this fool did. I can't do that.
It's humbling, man. Like, it makes you think, like, you know, it made me, like, I'm like, man, here I am. You know, I got a good thing out here. I have a good thing. Before I got locked up, I was doing the Cholos Tribe videos, which were pretty popular at the time.
No, I've seen it.
And they were doing good. And we were all signed by Me Too and Comcast. Comcast is huge.
Yeah.
They had us on a big platform, taking us all around the United States, doing all kinds of shows. Besides that, I was getting a lot of work acting. And
oh, you were doing acting before you went to jail this last time?
Yeah.
Okay, that's sick. So I know we circle back.
I've done a bunch of, like, television and a few films and stuff, you know, like.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, so, like, America's Most Wanted, The Southland, Dexter, Sons of Anarchy, Thousand Ways to Die.
Oh, no shit.
Pop Goes the Cholo. I popped the Cholo, you know.
Oh,
we blew him up.
I was wondering, like, yo, how do they find the people to do the reenactments, man? That's just tight.
Yeah.
Nice. That's how you started all this?
Yeah.
See, that's such a cool direction, though, when you see yourself like, oh, fuck, that's me. Look where I'm at. It's motivating for yourself. And it's kind of like a pat on the back for yourself.
And when you're sitting in prison, let me tell you, when you're sitting in jail and you're like, and you look and you're thinking, man, that's me. And then Nowadays, they have phones in prison, so they pop it up and be like, you know, damn. And it's like a kick in the head. You want to?
Well, it's where you were,
man. And look at you now. Like you know. Think about all the times that if I had just been like this now, I would have never even gone to. I would have been like so much more.
You progressed so fast.
Yeah, but you know, if you think about that, it's like okay, I would have, but God had a plan for me to see all that, to go through all that, because I know now what I got right now. I had to go through what I went through because what I went through has changed me, and it was meant for me to go through that shit. And like, I know that it had to be. So if I never went through it, I would never be the person I am today. Yeah. So I'm so grateful for all the stuff that I've been through and survived and just had to witness to be here. So now that I could help others, if I hadn't done that,
I wouldn't
be here, and I wouldn't be appreciating the things and the family and the friends and the people that are around me right now today and all the opportunities that I got. I was taking all that for granted before because I had the spotlight before. I had the spotlight, and spotlight, I just took it for granted. And now that I have a platform and I'm going to build off of it, and I'm going to build my own brand and my name, and I'm going to collaborate with others. Now's the time that I should be out here doing this, because I had to go through that. Mm-hmm. I had to see Pelican Bay. I had to see San Quentin and all those other level 4 prisons. I had to go through the fights and the extra time that I got, the little shoe terms, the stabbings, all that, the drugs on the streets and the failed relationships and like the rebuilding it with my kids. And I had to go through all that, man. Yeah. I had to fall. And I always fall, bro. But you know one thing about me? I get up and I dust myself off and I just get ready to go again. Mm-hmm. And that's how I am in life, period.
Yeah, see, because even back then, when you were younger, going to jail, getting in trouble, and you said you had the spotlight, you threw it away knowing you're going to throw it away, knowing it. But I think with age, too, comes with age.
Comes with wisdom. It comes with wisdom and experience. Age might have a factor in it, but I know some younger guys that are younger, and the experience they went through, it just changed them. So
people are different, man. That's all.
Everybody it's timing, and it's like now's the time, and it's not my time. It's God's time for whatever He wants, whatever He wants me to do. You know, if He wants, I'm not doing it no more. Every morning I wake up, and I give it to the man upstairs. You know, I always give it to the man upstairs first, because without that, I can't do it by myself, because the drug itself is too strong. Like the thoughts and the addiction, I've already relapsed like so many times in the past. So now I know I've never done this before in the past to actually pray and to work on myself.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing it differently.
Good.
And now it's I feel stronger, and I could pass by those old neighborhoods where
and not pick up, you know, a bag
and
not
and no, yeah. No, no.
Good shit though. Yeah. It's like looking at your old life going, yeah, damn, fool's dead. Now look at me now.
Hey, my stomach might turn and I might get that nervous caca when I pass through that neighborhood, mm-hmm, because I used to smoke crack on that block. Mm-hmm. And I still get that nervous caca when I go to auditions. I even had the nervous caca coming in here. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody called me or text me on the phone and said, "Hey, you're almost there, because I'll be there right now. I'm taking a shit."
This full text.
So he put the visual in my head, and now I could see is some fucking big burly ass hairy man taking a shit, and now I need to take a shit, and that's like resurrected my caca to come, and my nervous caca just started, and then like right when I got in here. And then we started talking, chopping it up. And right now, like, you know, it's gone, but I'm not trying to wake it up. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's, but someone, I took my daily caca, you know what I'm saying? But the homie brought it back up and he just like, it got boiling in there. You know what I'm saying? They started mixing it.
I used to get that feeling when I was selling sacks to people I haven't met yet. Hated that shit.
Maybe it had something to do with the gummy bears and water and the naked juice I had for breakfast.
Probably.
I had gummy bears and naked juice. Yeah.
Combination.
Yeah. Bro. That's a bad combo. Maybe it's that too.
Yeah, it probably is, dude. Naked juice runs right through you though. That shit's bomb though. Try that soja, SUJOI, I think. Mm. Bomb as fuck. That green juice. It's not so sugary and shit. I fuck with that. I don't know how the fuck
Merced. Merced is like, I met a lot of people from Merced.
For real?
Yeah. In jail, I was in prison. Yeah. A lot of people in prison. Merced, California. There's a lot. There's like a lot of northerners. There's even homies from there. You know, I met different both sides. Mm-hmm. Both sides of the camp.
Only two or three times I ever saw fools with blue and shaved heads. Put it that way. Like in my whole life. And they were scary as fuck. That's all I remember. Like, if those fools come to Merced, something's going the fuck down. Some shit's going down because they don't just walk around Merced. Everybody's got red hair.
They're there to do something.
They're there to do something. It's just scary. I mean, I know those people. Do your thing. I'm selling weed. Like, that's why I said I avoided this whole life. Yeah. I grew up on 2nd Street. All gangs. That's what it is.
He grew up on 2nd Street. That's for number two. Kaka.
Get the fuck out. This was like a comedian just roasting the shit out of everything.
Kaka.
2nd Street gangs? Kaka.
Yeah, you said it all sensuous. Kaka Loco, 2nd Street, number two, Vatun. No disrespect. No, I'm going to have some fools from 2nd Street come run up on me now. Look, it was a joke, homie.
Yeah, it's just a joke.
It was a joke. When I go to Merced, it's all good, homie. I'm just joking. 2nd Street, homie. Hey, you guys are cool, man. Hey.
Nah, there's not. It's not like that as much anymore.
Nah, I don't play that.
Everybody's just inside.
I don't play that. Shit. I know. But people are sensitive. No, you can't say things.
You can't say
no
certain
more.
Things.
You can't say a lot of things, homie. You can't. Like, I even feel bad for saying smear the earlier. You know,
you'd be.
But
right,
I already said it though. So why am I censoring myself now?
Yeah, we're just.
But either way, just you know, hey, man.
I'm not worried about
people.
People
are sensitive, homie. People are so like touchy when it comes to like, I think the world needs to shape up, man, and just stop and get over it. Like, I like comedians like Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor.
Delirious and Raw, my favorite shit too.
George Carlin, like dudes like that, like just say raw.
But you just named off the three probably best comedians of all time almost.
And like those are my favorite.
Because they're fucking raunchy and dirty. And then that's what makes you laugh.
They say what they feel and they say what's real.
Yeah. That's before the cancel shit came. That's before all the, like, hey, here's your career. Fuck you.
Yeah, all that hashtag shit.
Yeah. But, like, Bill Burr tried to get canceled. Just don't care, and it doesn't happen. That motherfucker ain't canceled. It's just certain ways you hold yourself. And
hey, I want to be a comedian, too.
You can be a comedian.
You can, too, fool.
Well, you're fucking
you
funny,
look like
all
one,
right?
Holmes. No, I'm joking.
See? He's a fucking comedian already. Now, I look like I'm about to read your weather. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
About to read the fucking weather and sell you some drugs after.
You look like a younger, like the 12-year-old version of Fluffy. Like,
why do I get that so much?
Because he grew into you.
Iglesias.
You grew into him. I mean,
yeah, he's like
Iglesias. Yeah,
he's the dude with the
dude the with comedian. The fucking. Yeah. He has hair like that, but he's a little bit larger.
Yeah, he's a big.
Let's not say
big dude.
The word that we get banned from. Like, I don't want to say I don't want to fat shame nobody.
I'm fat. That fool's fat.
Yeah,
too.
But he's a little fluffier. He likes to be called Fluffy. He's fat, homie.
I'm fat too.
Yeah, he's fat.
If you can't take that joke, hey man, you need to shape the fuck up.
Yeah,
that,
see if you grew a goatee and wore a little beret and a Hawaiian shirt.
Nah, dude. Hell no.
See,
he'd be like episode 100. We got to do that motherfucking pull up. Fuck that shit.
That's right.
That's
the
thing, man.
Have him on the show. Be like before and after.
Damn, before and after. This one's got no fucking confidence in me and shit. Hell no. Fuck out of here. Nah, episode 100. I'll be in shape again. Fuck that.
Nah, you're all right.
I already made
the
promise.
Hey, look, you know what I say? You're okay. As long as you can look down and see your ding ding, you're good. Because if you can't look down and see your ding dong, homie, you're doing bad.
I think it's, if you're on the edge of a cliff and you're about to fall, can you pull yourself up? Then you're not in fucking shape. That's not my thing. Like, I'll be on the edge of a cliff one day. I need to be able to do pull-ups.
I bet you're going to be using your ding-ding before you hit a fucking cliff. Like,
you won't be
standing on no cliff no time soon, but you might have an opportunity to be, like, look down and maybe make an impression with your ding-dong. You know what I'm saying?
I fucking guess.
I mean, if your wang is like underneath everything and you just gotta lift up to.
Yo, sorry, Fluffy, that we started talking about all this shit.
I mean, dude.
Damn.
You know?
I can't see your dick. You're doing bad. I don't disagree with you.
I mean, maybe you got a big dick. I don't know.
I don't disagree with you, though.
Are we having a pissing contest here?
Hey, man, I don't know about these games. I don't know what scamming game you're talking about, man.
Scamming is two people. Look,
I know, but you said it was
scamming. You never heard of it before?
Never heard anybody say it that way in my life.
Gosh, he's from Merced.
Merced, yeah.
He's from Merced. Okay, so look, scamming back in the day was like, hey, fool, you want to scam me? And you tell a hyena that. You go like, hey, girl. Hey, I kind of like you. You want to scam? And she says either, you're stupid. And she has braces.
You're stupid.
She's like, you're stupid, eh? But okay, yeah, let's do it after school. Nah, let's do it in lunch, fool. Fuck it. Let's do it right now. You got bad breath? And then she's like, nah, why, fool? Do you? And you make her feel
unconscious. Self-conscious.
You make her feel self-conscious, right? So you make her, and then you bring her back up by like, hey, look, I don't mind spit breath. Come on. And then you just scam on her.
Yeah, I still never heard that. I never heard.
And you kiss her. And when you start, you don't go like this. You go. And then just like you both just connect, like there's your tongues, here's your mouth, and you don't even kiss. Like it's just like it's ugly.
Yo, remember when we brought this fucking thing up? What the fuck was that? Yo, scam is when you kiss with your tongue. This fool says, you got bad breath?
And you kind of make that noise.
Bro, too, be a fucking it, comedian, like, bro.
You're supposed to make that noise. You're supposed to make that noise when you scam.
Nah, hell no. I was a... fuck that
and
shit.
And then you go down and then give the hickey, fool.
This fool's trying to teach me and shit. Yo, class about to start. How else
you don't do the girl? Hickey? You never got a hickey. He's from Mercedes. Hey. Papa, we're giving him a hickey after the show.
Yo, what the fuck happened?
Nah,
man?
I'm playing. Nah, we're not fucking. Nah, we don't fuck around like that no more. Hey.
Yo, your fucking set of your comedy is just like, yo, I'm gonna make fun of all six of you in the fucking front row. Do something about it. Yo, you have sold out show. Everything but the front row.
Whoever sits in the front row is getting it. And if the light can see you, I'm going after you.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Sit there.
Yeah, you have to take it.
I want you to sit there, fool.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'll just sit there and make fun of you back.
That's feed, man. And then I'll have to stab you on stage.
Nah, we'll go arm wrestle for it. We'll arm wrestle and play kickball
for
it.
Hey, you got a nice show, homie, but we need some AC up in here.
Yo, it's hot,
blow
bro.
On me or something. Hey, we need a fan, homie, blow on me. We need a fan.
It's not, it's the sound. It fucks the sound up. We just found these silent fans though. I'm about to get, because I asked last podcast, it was hot as fuck in here.
Damn,
bro.
Homie, you make me want to take my fucking shirt off, homie, and just outdo you right now with the muscle shirt, dog.
Nah, it's all good, bro. It's all good. Hey, you went to a place where working out is part of the daily routine.
I went to an indoor live-in gym, homie, yep. For 24/7. They teach you fighting, working out, and reglas. And
I was out here learning how to edit.
Yeah.
The fuck? Learning how to edit and driving.
I did a 4.5-year gym.
Fucking three, 4-year membership.
I had a
to this
membership,
gym.
Dog. That like the kind you, it's the ultimate gym warrior.
Yeah, but as soon as you're done working out, you could test out your fighting skills right over there.
Go test it out on that fat boy with the haircut.
Damn, this fool's crazy. Watch in 6 months, man. I'm gonna be all buff and shit. I'm like,
you'll wait
again.
And see in six
say
months. You, I'll show you. Yeah, keep eating your Wheaties, fat boy.
Get the fuck out of here. Yo, this fool's crazy as fuck. But not for real, though.
But not for real, though.
In six months.
Yeah, it's good. 6 months. But you got to stay on it, though. You ain't going to stay on it.
No, it's hard, bro.
Yeah,
but
you got to stay on it, though.
I have fucking 4 jobs.
What the fuck? Yeah, 4 jobs. Well, 2 of them consist of eating.
This fool's crazy as hell over here.
Eating just and driving. One of them's driving. One of them's eating. The other one's sleeping. The other one's just fucking watching TV, dude, going like this.
Oh, you got me all fucked up. That's not me.
No, you don't do that?
No, I own all these businesses.
Oh, so you listen
to pays for this shit?
Pumping music. No,
I got shit to do.
That'll help you work out too, homie. That's a good workout. You'll be all big from one arm.
Nah, I got shit to do.
Oh, you got shit to do? All right.
Unless you want to pay for this warehouse.
Yeah, you got, you know?
Unless you want to pay for everything. Fuck that shit. Nah, I'm busy. Fuck that. I was literally just talking about, man, I hire a trainer to get my fucking ass up and do this shit.
Nah, you know what? I like this spot. It's dope.
Yeah, no stuff. I fuck with it.
And I heard you got a big audience, so.
Yeah.
I hope I reach out to some people and, you know, if you find me funny.
Offensive.
Hey,
if you got hair like mine and you want to make fun of him,
yeah, that's all right. If you hey, look, I can't grow my hair no more. Too many head spins in the 80s, homes.
Shit.
No, I lost my shit. But I always say, yeah, how'd you lose your hair? Yeah, you lost your hair. Yeah, too many head spins and windmills in the 80s. Eh?
Rip that shit out.
Windmills.
Fuck, hitting pookies. Oh, hell no.
Hey, homie, no pookie, homie.
You went like this.
Yeah, but that's Scante warrior shit.
Yeah.
Pookie Scante.
I don't really see people hit crack pipes where I'm from ever.
Because
it's always the ball.
Crack is whack. They don't do it no more. They all graduated to methamphetamine.
Yeah. I see crack pipes in downtown, but that's it. First time I ever saw one. I always see pookies. I don't see crack pipes.
Nobody carries a shore boy no more, dog.
I see that shit all the time.
Yeah, shore boy.
All the time.
With a pusher.
Oh, yeah, the
but they weren't no
metal
have,
cleaner.
But
thing?
I bet they didn't have a pusher like mine. My pusher had resin and blood on it. That had DNA and resin. Crack residue with DNA. That's how I got busted.
What?
Yeah.
That's how you got in trouble with us last time?
Yeah, not this last time, fool. Oh. But the first time when I was, I stopped smoking. I don't do that no more. What are you laughing at?
I haven't sparked a joint. Yeah, there's a reason why I haven't sparked a joint.
I had crack residue and DNA, and it wasn't from that guy that I got busted for. It was from the DNA. They didn't even know it was from a different.
So what do you mean, DNA, I was blood doing on bad. It?
Yeah, I had like two different types of DNA. Dog.
It was, oh, like you stab somebody with this thing, yeah, and then hit your
different stabations.
Fuck. Nah. See, that's what crack does. Yeah. That's bad.
Did I just say different stabations?
Yeah, it works.
That's a word, huh?
It works now. Stabations is funny.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. No thanks.
Different stabulatories.
Stabulatories is way harder. I like that.
Way harder.
Stabulatory. This fool's over here just making fun of the way I talk and shit. It's fine with me. I don't give a fuck.
I don't. Hey, I'm making fun of myself. Right. Why?
I guess.
Yeah. Right.
I don't fucking know.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Fuck it. They're going to talk shit anyway. I mean, they're always going to comment and say their little, you know, they're going to give me, but when they see you, they don't say nothing, homie.
That's the true statement.
Yeah, when they see you, they don't say nothing. But they're going to talk on the internet, and that's fine, because haters make me famous.
There it is. We don't get much bad shit on our stuff, man. Like 99% positive.
That's good.
Yeah. Pretty much.
That's good.
You get a few here and there, but I don't
even trip on that no more, you know, because I don't
take it personal. On the internet. The
yeah, fuck? I don't take it personal or nothing. But unless you get in my face,
that's different though. If somebody says something slightly rude to you in person, it's like, yo, you're brave. Here we go.
Yeah, I don't. Here we go, man. Yep. Like, internet got so many stories about people, bro. People come at me with all kinds of crazy stuff. Like, oh man. You're this guy who, you know, used to do this and do that. And like, whatever. Like, there's bad stuff about me. There's good stuff. And then, like, there's his story, her story. And then there's the truth. You know, there's always two sides. And then there's whatever, man. I go with the flow, homie.
Yeah, that's all good.
If you want me to be that guy, I'll be that guy. Some people say I'm a vegan.
I am vegan.
How is it that vegans are like overweight, homie? I thought vegans were skinny.
You used to be fatter, fool.
You used to be fatter?
Yeah. And now I'm not as fat.
Fatter than that?
Yeah, fool.
Damn, fool.
Yeah.
Serio?
It's not. It's not cereal, man. I said.
Serio?
No, I'm just kidding.
Like cereal, Pedro?
I don't know what the fuck that just happened, but yeah.
No, but really, no. But you were okay. So you lost some weight, and now you're you look good.
More of it's more of a. There's skinny people that are going to have heart attacks tomorrow. It don't matter if you're skinny or fat. Are you unhealthy inside?
Right.
That's what most people like. Like you're used to be fat. I'm like, you know, people tell people call me fat my whole life. I don't give a fuck. Call me broke. Then I'll get pissed the fuck off.
Right.
Like, that's different.
Right.
Like, call me fat. I don't give a fuck. Like, nothing. No, nothing. Yeah, yeah.
You're not even fat, bro. You're like.
No, I'm just bigger and I'm
chunky,
out of shape.
Homie. You're chunky, homie. You're chunky, homie. And that's good. No, but I chunky's good. I like chunky soup. I like chunky everything. I like meat that's chunky. I like.
He's chunky nalgas. It's okay to be
chunky. Yeah.
It's okay to be chunky.
Hey, fool, like it's good. It's cool, fool. Like me, I've never been that way. And I'm just because I've always been like,
active
skating and.
Yeah. Well, dude, I was active my whole life. I was still a fat kid. When I was playing four sports.
I think it's genes, homie.
My whole family's this fucking big.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. So when you come from that. Yeah. So, hey.
Yeah. Yeah, they're all
you're big. Just healthy, fool. You can never like the day you go
weight.
Skinny, it's gonna be like damn.
The day I go skinny is the day we get a movie deal.
He's on crack. Yeah.
For real though.
Yeah.
I swear, man. I was telling Marty, you can't be fat and be famous like that. It don't work that way. Like not movies.
It just it'll be weird. It's kinda like it's like Fat Albert going skinny.
He's a regular dude. It's not funny no more. Yeah, it's like if Chris Farley was skinny, like, he'd be like,
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill, he's directing now, though. That shit, whole different thing.
Okay, so he's directing.
Different path now. You seen that movie, the mid-90s that he did?
Right.
It was good.
Hey,
man.
Trip out on this.
It was good.
Speaking of the mid-90s movie, I seen it at home, right? I got out. I seen it like when I first got my apartment, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, this fool, Jonah Hill, did a movie on called mid-90s about skateboarding. Nikhil... Mm-hmm. That kid with the dreads?
Yeah, on the left.
That's Kareem Campbell's nephew.
Get the fuck out of here.
Kareem Campbell, me and him, we all skated on the same team, Menace. We started Menace and City Stars. That's his nephew. And we all came up together, Kareem, all of us. And we did videos called 20 shot sequence. We started a company called Menace. We did City Stars. Well, Nikhil was on that movie right there. Yeah, yeah. But we, that, you know, so we all fucking, we all kind of like contributed to that movie, and I didn't get no feria from it.
Oh, you,
I'm not
worked
asking
on it?
For no money. I didn't get no money. He pretty much put our, the crew that we started, DOC. There's a DOC in that film. He put DOC, Doped Out Children, Doped Out Creations. That's a crew that got started by my homie Gyro, Gideon, my homie Juan, who's a, I don't want to say his tagging name because he's still active. And DOC is still out there, and we're all still.
So they use the actual name of the movie?
Yeah, it's like the hashtag we use is defending our culture. And I remember seeing that film, and he actually put like
the real shit
tagging DOC and Menace, and he used our Menace logo, the city, the shit that we was rocking, that we, and I don't know if maybe Kareem gave him the thumbs up or whoever did, but I mean I like it. I think it's cool that he gave us the props and the shout out, because
I mean, a tiny check.
It's kind of like
cool.
You're paying homage to us. Yeah,
and you're forever stamped in culture.
Right.
You got to think of it like that. It's like,
and I do.
It'll never go away.
I don't ever, I don't think like, hey man, why is he doing it? No, I was like
fuck kinda, yeah.
I was like happy. Like, damn, yeah, they actually acknowledged our era.
Mm-hmm. See, I think when you were younger skating and shit, you're like, you know, you're just skating. You didn't think in 20 years it's going to be ingrained in a fucking big movie like,
you know,
that.
Chico Brenes, Rick Howard, and a few other skateboarders I remembered in there, like Daniel Castillo, and I don't know who else. Maybe Mike Carroll. I'm not sure, but I seen a few. Eric Costin, but I seen a few guys in that movie. At the end, they played like other. They
clips.
Played the like they played the cops in it. They played different characters in that, and little. They came out as like little.
Side
whether it be background or whatever. Chad Muska was in that movie. So maybe.
Really? I didn't see him.
Chad Muska was in that film.
I didn't see that.
With that dude from The Far Side. From Del the Funky Homo Sapien.
Oh, Del was the.
He was the homeless dude.
He was the homeless guy.
And at the courthouse.
Hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics.
Yeah, Hieroglyphics.
Hieroglyphics, I'm sure.
Yeah, I saw him. Like, yo, so, that's fucking Del right there.
So Chad Muska was in it, and fucking. I was like, maybe he
okay,
or they
all
like said. You know, and I thank them for that, because you know what? It's true and it's right. Like, I don't like toot my own horn here, like, you know, pat myself on the back or nothing. But we did make a dent in the skateboard game in the 90s. We did make a impact, and along with other companies like Girl Chocolate, World Industries, you know, Plan B, we all together. There was another company like the shoe companies and all the DVS and
Globe,
DC sure. and Globe and Etnies, and all of them paid, like, you know, even Duff. Like, we all had, we paid our part to it, and dude, we made it fucking huge, man. We did it. There was a company called 101, and it was sick. It was like, I thought it was one of the best companies out there, and ours wasn't. But I loved 101 because it had like all six skaters. It had like Nadas Kappas, Gabriel Rodriguez, rest in peace, Gino Iannucci, and you know, Jason Dill was in it, I think, after. And we had like there was a lot of us, man, and we all hung out and skated together. We went on tour. So yeah, we did our thing, but we weren't the best skateboarders. But they liked us because of our personalities and the way we carried ourselves and where we come from, I think, more or less. Because those dudes were skating at like a stupid level.
Mm-hmm.
Retarded. We were skating good. I think we were... me personally, I think I was like skating okay, but I don't think I was skating at that crazy level. Like, I could have pushed myself more. What held me back was...
environment, too, where you're from.
And just... getting high so much.
You're talking and about your smoke
mentally.
Just weed shit?
Yeah, just like the weed and partying.
Partying,
like, period.
You're young and you're fucking killing it. You're skating out of your neighborhood. You're the only one that's like, no, that fool skates pro. It's different when you come from a neighborhood like that. I feel you.
My family they never seen nothing shit like this before with my family. I came home with a magazine of with me in it, and I showed them, and pretty soon, like, I was like, "What? You're in a magazine?" And then, like, the videos came out, like the little commercial 411 videos. I don't know if you remember the 411. I was in like a bunch of them, and you know, different magazines like Big Brother and all these things. I started getting interviews, and like before all this, I skated for Z. I was a Z boy. I don't know if you know about Dogtown Z Boy.
I've heard of that before. My homies.
Okay, so that's an old. That was like one of the first.
That's
like 70s shit.
Okay. Yeah.
So I got on in the '80s, and you know that was like old right there.
Did your parents embrace that shit? Were they hyped?
Well,
for
they
you?
they were like, "You're a skater, homie. What, are you turning into a white boy?"
So same here.
That's what I got too.
Like, man. and then they kind of like made fun of me, my uncles a little bit, and like everybody, like my dad was like, "Mijo, what are you gonna do on a skateboard? How do you expect to make money?" But he had no idea.
Pro fucking professional skater. That's a real job.
He used to get on me before I turned pro. He used to get on me about it, like, what are you gonna do? How are you gonna make money on a skateboard?
And that's crazy mentality. This yeah. Your dad's over here selling drugs. Yeah. He's like, skating. So, that's stupid. Like,
so
it's an environment. It's all environment.
That picture right there you just put up. There was a fight that broke out right there. I don't know if you see my uncle, rest in peace, Shark, on the end, mad dogging.
The left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See him on the right? He's mad dogging everybody on the left.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Oh, shit. We caught the tension in the picture.
Yeah, bro.
There's
a lot of people that
dude.
Don't really trip on that, but there's a fight that broke out right after that. And okay, so. See the dude behind him now. Go look good. You see the guy behind the guy mad dogging? Okay, yes. That's my Uncle Shark. Rest in peace. He died. No, the other one. Him. No, that's my brother.
Yeah, right there.
My brother got busted at 14. Right after that, he got busted for a murder. Jesus. And didn't come home until a few months ago. So he did. They sentenced him 22 years. So Trip, that one right there, that guy. Now look at the guy behind
Darren
him.
Hall.
See the guy behind him?
Yeah.
There's a bald head behind him.
Oh shit!
You could barely see it.
Between the two.
Look in between my brother and my uncle.
I just see it.
So those fools jumped on these fools over here with the jersey and the 18 jersey.
Taking the same picture, jumping each other.
Right after that picture was taken, all them fools just start getting into it. Like, and the dude who actually took the picture, he does a lot of shit for Jackass right now. His name is Rick Kostick.
Okay. Oh, big white dude.
Big white dude. You know Rick Kostick?
With the glasses.
Yeah. And Rick Kostick was like, he practically peed his pants, got nervous, said, "Dude, are we going to be like, are we all right, man?" Like, I was like, "Dude, we cool, man. They just, you know, that they ain't going to escalate to that, but I'm going to hurry up and get back to my car."
Yeah.
He was freaking out. And I hate to do that to my friends because they don't live this world.
Yeah, but say they're not from the
kind
of lifestyle.
They don't live this life. And
it's
like,
different.
So that's my son with the flannel sitting on my skateboard. And then the boy next to him is my nephew and my godson, rest in peace, Anthony, right here. And that's, he died also a little bit before my uncle, or right after I believe they both died around the same time. Anthony passed away at the age of 23.
Oh, fuck.
From heart failure, drinking certain drinks. I don't know what it was. His heart just gave up.
Yeah, with certain ups, and then it brings you down. Yeah,
my uncle passed away from a drug overdose, and so my brother right there, my uncle Fatso, the one next to the one mad doggy, uncle Fatso, the one in between the hat and the mad dog, he got shot. He was shot by it, you know, and he survived. He almost died. But my other uncle that was with him passed away from that same incident. And my brother, my brother right there, he got busted for a murder a little bit after this film at the age of 14 and barely came home. Did 22 years, and he came home last year, like in August or September.
You the same mentality as you when you got out?
Yeah.
No, I mean like now, the one you
have
now?
Oh, no, he's good now. Now he's He's on a straight and narrow.
Yeah, so I'm hoping you're like right there.
Oh,
with him.
No, he's good. He's good. Shit. And he's got a bunch of degrees and like he's studied a lot. And so I went to college too, homie. I went to college and he's got like degrees. So I just got some credits and units in college for College of the Redwoods in Pelican Bay. And so that kind of narrowed down my time and everything all played in. You know,
the more productive you are, the more they look at you.
The more productive you are, yes. Yeah. The more you stay productive and you stay doing good because too much time on your hands is like.
It's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. And then you're bored and you're surrounded by negativity. And then you just want to either like get loaded or you want to hurt somebody. And you're just like, you know, people love. It's like entertainment for someone to get stabbed on the yard. It's like, oh, man, I can't wait to see this.
It's a negative energy, man.
I'm going to do a good job out there, you know. And then you want to go out there and represent for your homies, too. You want to go out there and make yourself shine because everyone's going to talk about it, you know. Ah, that fool didn't do a good highlight, man. That fool fucking whack. He didn't even get him. You want to be the one that, like, they say, damn, did you see that fool go out there? He did his thing. See, he stood on him.
It's a crazy mentality, though, man, to have.
Yeah.
It's a bad one to have, I feel. But no, if you're in that environment, it's like points. It's like video game points.
I believe if you're in that world, stupid points like ding 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 ding. Yeah. You're going all the way to the top. Now, if you can somehow manage to cross into this from negative to positive and put a spin on it and use that same mentality,
you're unstoppable.
Which I want. That's the shit that I'm on right now. I'm doing exactly what I was doing in there. I'm putting that same energy and that same mentality into the positive spin that I'm on right now and to doing the outreach and the acting and the giving back and the community outreach that I'm doing with people as far as, you know, engaging in doing speaking engagements at schools, whether it be for kids or skate parks or whatever it is, even on this platform of yours now, you know, like that's what I want to do. And that's why I take advantage when people ask me if I want to do their podcast, because there's only a selective few that I want to do. I don't want to do all of every single podcast. And it, like the flame turns into a little spark.
Which you make yourself just, too accessible and it goes away.
I don't want to do that, but I do want to do it on ones that have a big platform and a big reach at you know, that where people are actually, a lot of people are seeing it. So, you know, the story is never going to change. It's just the way it's delivered might change, but the story remains the same. It's just a delivery, and everyone's got a story. Everyone does, you know. So, you know, I always keep in mind, like, I'm not the only one with a story here. Everyone's got their story and everyone has their reasons for, you know, doing this and doing that. And like, you may seem like, you know, and me, I come in with jokes, homie. I say everything. Like, I know, like, everyone, whether it be weight problem, gangs, whether you know, whatever it be, whatever impediment you have or, you know, disability, whatever it is, I look at it like God has you like that for a reason. And it's to make you a better person to come out of it, because we all got our flaws, bro. You know, all of us got flaws, and I think it's a beautiful thing. Our imperfections are beautifully accepted, you know. And if we were all perfect Ken dolls, man, it would be weird,
boring.
You know.
Boring.
Yeah, boring. And plus, a Ken doll has no bulge down there; it's all smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Also, like, we'd have no dicks.
Yeah, we'd be smooth down there. He said it, no dicks. But
no,
we'd be
dick.
I don't want to be a Ken doll. I want to have a bulge. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, bro, you got to start. Bulge. You got to tighten these and start doing some jokes, bro, because that shit's funny. And you got to remember, it's a contrast. It's all contrast. Like, someone looks at you and like, he's probably not going to be funny. Like, no, actually, he's fucking funny. It's a contrast. And you look at me like, he's probably square. Like, I sold all your fucking parents' drugs for you. Fuck you.
It is.
But you didn't. Never.
Don't judge the book.
Yeah, it's always. There's a reason. There's a reason everybody looks the way they do. It's environment too, man. Like you said. Like you said, it's all environment. I like the way you put that. That was great. Thank you for that. That was cool.
You know, man. I like messing around and joking and stuff, but there's a time to be serious too, homie, mm-hmm. you know? And right now I'm about to be a serious
put your low
cholo tonero. No, I'm not gonna see, but I don't know how to do that. You know, so hopefully he puts me in one of those
videos.
He's
got some
he puts me in a video and I'd be like, come out like, oye papi, yo tú sabes.
Oh fuck.
Oye, chico, mira. No, no. You know, and I just come out singing and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Now you're like a whole different person with that shit up.
Yeah, yeah. Then I go back to this.
All I see when I see that face go, I'm gonna keep walking in the store. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Hell no.
Hey, homie.
Go, oh no, I'm good.
Look
man.
At me when keep I'm walking. Asking you for money, homie.
Right?
Look at me when I'm asking you for money, you for homie. Change. You have any change, homes? Look at me when I'm asking you for change, homito. No, imagine.
No, I'm getting that shit.
Yeah, a lot of tecatos, man. You know what a tecato is, huh?
It's not a Texas Mexican.
He said Tex Mex. A tecato is a.
I don't speak Spanish, fool. I don't speak fucking Spanish. You gotta help me out. Okay. Explain that shit.
Tecato is a cholo or an old school veterano, whatever. Anybody. But usually this is the term that slams dope.
Damn.
Tecato.
They don't get too old, though.
Yeah. This fool said Tex-Mex.
This motherfucker
said. He said Selena. Oh, yeah. Selena. A.B. Quintanero. This fucker looks like A.B. Quintanero, huh?
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
I don't even know who it is either, but I heard he's fucking got a music label.
I have no idea.
He plays the guitar for Selena, her brother, Holmes.
Hey, man. That's a good movie. All
right. That's not fucking movie.
That's a good movie, man.
Leave the movie alone, bro. I got Selena tatted on my chest. He's all
fuck no.
I got it in Texas.
In Texas.
In Tex-Mex.
No, I don't. I don't speak Spanish either.
You don't speak Spanish?
Nah, my whole family is.
I don't really speak Spanish either. I just know like slang, prison, and cuss words, and how to buy drugs.
Yeah, I'll say. So you know all the basics?
Yeah, like.
I know someone wants to beat me up. Wants to jump me. I can hear it. I'm like, oh, that tone.
I'm a tarde, puta. You know, you understand that?
I heard something bitch at the end. That's all I heard. something. I know when these fools are talking shit about me outside. Yeah, that's all I know. What's up, everybody? Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. For everyone out there that follows our other social medias and everything, you guys know we have been on a trial run sponsorship with Manscaped. Not because we fucking suck, but just because we're brand new. So they can't just give us a contract. Hey, you guys are 10 episodes in. We trust you. So what we did, guys, we did a trial run period and Marty and I knocked it out the fucking park. But in reality, you guys did. Thank you guys for using the code. I had so many DMs of you guys using the code and getting the shipping and the discount code. So thank you guys for helping us out. You made us look fucking awesome. So thank you. And thank you to Manscaped. Since it's a trial run, guys, the code YOLA is no longer active. So this is what you're going to want to do. It's manscaped.com/YOLA. That's how you get our discount. You'll see it. It says, as heard on Dope As Usual podcast. It says it right there. It's a landing page. The link is in the description. Every single video, the link is in the description, guys. It's on our Instagram. It's on our website. It's on our Twitter. But make sure you click the link in the description of this video. And that's how you go directly get your 20% off. You get free shipping. So in the end, guys, thank you so much. Thank you for making it possible. We are in episode 13, 14-ish right now. And it's just working well. So thank you guys for being active. Thank you for supporting. On to today's product, guys. Today, we are one of the first podcasts. We were one of the first people to get this new product for Manscaped. I'm hyped as fuck to say that. Right here, guys, this is the Lawnmower 4.0. My fucking Invisalign just made me sound like a little kid. 4.0. I sound like one of those kids that can't pronounce the Oz. Or 4.0. Fuck, Marty. Lawnmower 4.0. You know, on commercials where it says paid actor, not a paid actor. Let's just say it right here. Not a paid actor, but we are paid for the ad, you could say. But this is a genuine review. This motherfucker works. I was really scared, guys. I even closed my eyes. I did it. Went, oh, my God, my dick didn't get cut off because I'm fucking scared of using blades next to my dick. But I used it and it didn't hurt. It didn't cut me. I was expecting to see blood and nothing happened. I'm very excited to tell you guys these actually work. All right. So for me to you, if you've ever been shaving and you cut your fucking balls open, I've done it once when I was in high school. It scared the shit out of me. So guys, if that's ever happened to you, don't do it again. This thing has a fucking light on it, a wireless charger. It is the iPhone for your dick.
Yeah, but they never taught you.
No, that's their fucking fault.
That's their fault.
That's their fault. And they always say,
it's not your fault that you should have picked up in school. It's not your fault that you should have picked up in school or picked up a book or maybe raised your hand and said, can I pick it, the Spanish? I want to learn.
I'm in America. I don't speak Spanish in class.
Why could you? Why don't you want to? Everyone's Mexican around. I bet you that white boy even knows Spanish, homie.
Buenos.
He orders his food in Spanish, homie. Yeah. He orders, I bet you can order a plate of tacos and carne asada.
I can't too, but yo, can I get tacos?
Roll those R's like, bro. Un carne asada. ¿Dónde está Rachetón? Is he here?
I don't know. Every time I buy food, he rolls his shit. He'll take my money if I spell it different.
Because he has a Latina girlfriend, and he goes, she told him, you better learn to roll your R's, motherfucker, or you ain't hitting this.
Damn.
And you ain't going to get no licky.
Your whole life.
You ain't going to do no licky licky. You can't do no. Now you're over here.
April's going to beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
She's going to hear about a Mexican girl? Who? She's going to beat your ass.
Uh-huh. Oh, you got a white girl?
He's married.
Now, we went over
racist
this last
vato.
Episode.
Racist vato. Yeah. Keeping that white, huh? All
that
white.
First girl was Puerto
all
Rican.
White then, homie.
Oh, that first girl was Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
She beat your ass.
Oh, yeah.
Then again,
oh, now you're really going to get fucked up for bringing her up on the show. Yes. I just caused some drama. No, I'm joking. I didn't like to do that. But I did it, so what?
It's all good. But yeah, no, I wanted to... break that before we start talking about random shit again. The way you broke down the positivity on coming out, and I think a lot of people don't get to see that. You know what I'm saying? They don't get to see that from a person that is an actual person, not just some dude in a suit. You know, I used to be in jail. It's more of like an actual person. Like, no, well, I'm an actual human. I'm out. Look what I'm doing. You're saying you put all your energy into positivity. It's unstoppable. You know what I'm saying? Like there's nothing that can stop you unless you stop.
Yeah, I mean. I'm my own worst enemy, bro.
Everybody is, man.
I've created some good stuff and then just knocked it all down by my ways of thinking and old habits to start creeping back up.
Yeah,
because when you get money and you start getting those triggers, passing by those same streets and then like, I still get those crazy thoughts. I still get those crazy thoughts like, damn, but I don't act on it.
That's the number one thing.
I'd be like, damn.
I say it all the time. You think I don't want to do a fucking rail across this table right fucking now? Of course I do. Coke is fun. But that shit's bad for you.
Yeah.
And it's going to lead to
it
no more money.
You.
That's why I don't do it no more.
Yeah, and I don't want to die.
Yeah, I don't want to die. I got shit to do tomorrow. I have much to do.
I don't want
to.
My jaws hurt from going like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking over here trying to bite my own ear off all day long. And how's that going to look? The camera don't lie. The camera don't fucking lie. It even adds 10 pounds to you, I heard.
You're going to look as big as I do, right? Watch. When you get on this, we're going to add some fat to this guy when we fucking edit this video, please.
You want to fucking
make me skinnier.
You want to make it out of this studio, homie?
Make me skinnier and make him fatter.
No English.
And I'm like, yo.
Hey, tell April goodbye, homie, because you're not going to leave in this fucking studio. Text her right now. See you.
She's going to fucking break through this wall. That's all I know.
April, he's not going home if he does that. He's going in my trunk.
I'll do it then. I'll do it.
It's fair.
All right.
Clark Kent don't fit in my trunk, so he's going in the
back.
I'll
fit. I'll fucking fit. I promise
he's
you.
He's like, oh, I'll fit in your trunk. Wants to get in my trunk, huh?
I've trunked many occasions to parties before, bro. Fuck that shit. You never popped in the trunk to get somewhere?
Dude, I've been in the trunk plenty of times, but voluntarily. Have you ever been inside a dryer machine, like a washing machine? You know, the dryer? You ever spin around in a dryer?
I never spun. I never let them close the
never
door.
Never got inside and spin
inside.
Around? They close the door on you?
No, hell no. I always get my foot out. Fuck that shelf.
That's cheating,
trapping me.
That's cheating, homie. You got to get in.
No, hell no. No, get thank in. You.
You got to get in, homie. That's
you're
cheating.
Wet. You got to get in the dryer.
You got to get in, fool. Hey, you didn't do it right. Hey, do it again. Nah,
yo, what
not even, fool.
You sound like OG and OG's fucking garage right now and all his cousins. Hey, full dick. Yeah, fuck up. Shut up, full dick.
Not even dick. Ain't.
My homie, that's exactly what his whole house sounds like. It's amazing. But nah, let's wrap this up. I want to get you out of here.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for chilling.
Thank you.
Real quick, before we leave, where can everybody find you at? Like Twitter, Instagram, YouTube? Because I know I saw your barracks thing was sick as fuck. And you still skate right now.
I can still skate.
You're still skating. I just saw it the other day. That shit was tight as fuck. It was fucking awesome. You're still on it. It's not like you forgot. I saw you at the skate park hitting fucking little jumps and shit. She was sick, bro. Omar, no, I used to skate my whole life, and I'm just
we should
fucking
go skate.
Over it. I'm down as fuck. Someone teach me how to fucking hit the damn half quarter pipes. My whole life, I cannot drop in. Yeah, it scares me to death, bro.
What about you? You skateboard?
Fuck no.
Why you just
Marty's like basketball.
That? You just dressed like one, huh, Holmes?
Yeah. Right. That's what he said when he met
Poser
me.
Poser about the wee.
What do you mean skate? Because he has pants?
Fool, we'll all go skate, man. We'll go skate. Look, man, we'll go to the, we'll go, you know, we'll go push around. I'm down. I mean, we could go to the barracks. We could go anywhere. We could go around Venice anytime. But if you want to catch me on any of these platforms on Instagram, you catch me at Fabian Alomar Official. On TikTok, I'm Fabian, at Fabian underscore Alomar.
Okay, do you have Twitter? And,
Twitter, yeah, it's, I think it's Fabian Alomar.
Well, I'll find it, I'll link it, but I just suggest you start doing
really
Twitter.
I don't really do the
Twitter. I know you don't, home. I didn't either till 2 years ago. Yeah. Best thing I ever did.
Really?
It, you can do whatever you want, you can't get censored, you can say whatever you want, you can show whatever you want.
Yeah?
It's 100% uncensored, and you can leave links to your fucking products. Twitter's where it's at.
It's good, huh?
It's good. It's just hard to grow.
I'm going to start selling all my Lockwood gear right there, too.
You fucking could. On Twitter. I promise you could. You could.
Go to my Lockwood page. It's LC.
And this is what you're wearing right here?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's your brand or something?
Yeah.
Oh, good shit, because Lockwood is...
Lockwood's a school that...
Jerome will say he's like, he'd be kind of crazy to get out there to skate sometimes.
Oh, well, the reason why he said it was crazy, you want to know why? If you want to go back to that photo of my uncle that was mad dogging... He's the reason why we are all allowed to skate Lockwood.
You weren't allowed to?
Bro. It just wasn't skatable because a lot of those guys were right there.
Oh, got you.
It was filled with gangsters. It was filled with fools. But me and the little squad that I had, we still pushed through it. We still went. But we didn't go there. It was tough. We had to go... fight our way in, and sometimes we would just go and fight and get at these fools, and they would come and be like and just squandering around us, like, what's up, man? Like, hey, just they were smoking pee dogs and cocoa puffs, and they were tripping, man, and they wanted to jack us, and I was like, shit, you ain't jacking my board, like. That ain't that. Not today, homie. You ain't jacking my board. So a few of us would just raise up and get our boards and. We just fucking square off with them.
Such a crazy environment to start skating in, man.
Until we became friends with them. And then I didn't tell them right away, hey, my uncle is so-and-so.
Yeah.
I came home with a couple dents, and they were like, man, what happened to you, fool? So I went to go skate Lockwood. Whoa, that's my neighborhood. What happened? Why are you? I told my dad, and he goes, well, I'm gonna talk to my brother. I'm gonna talk to, you know, his brother was Shark, rest in peace. And he went and got at his little homies and straightened them out. Mm-hmm. And if my nephew comes here with his homies to come skate, don't fuck with them.
Easy fucking request. Hey, these fools
and
wanna
since
skate.
Then, that was like back in the early '90s. And then since then, like, people had to go and like sneak in to skate. And if you got caught, you got caught. After that, my uncle said that it was good, bro. Everybody could go there and skate. And now they would just come and join us, and they would kick it with us, and we'd all smoke together.
Yeah, why not, man?
And then they would tell us, hey, who could we jack, fool?
Oh, shit.
Hey, who here could we jack? And they were like, hey, what about that white boy over there? Hey, what's up? Will we get him? And I'd be like, I didn't even know that white boy. And I didn't even know him at all. And he had a big old camera back in the day, the big old cameras. And I'm like, nah, fool, he's my friend, dog. Don't mess with him. Don't mess with him. He's a friend of mine, you know, but he wasn't really my friend.
He's helping him
out. But I just didn't want to get him jacked and then burn the spot out, you know?
Yeah, nobody wants to come.
So I would be
no
like,
more.
don't trip, man. Look, like, I would go to the trunk of my friend's car and like go get product and give him stuff to just sell. Look, you don't need to fucking jack these fools.
Yeah.
Here's some stuff you can have. Oh, that's cool, Dick. I got a shirt, Dick. Look. They'll take it off right there. Dick, look at my shirt, Dick. I got a skater shirt,
that's
fool.
Sick, though, bro.
And then there's like super happy.
Yeah, like meshing worlds.
And the
shit.
Other one's like, not even, fool. You got one? Let me get one, Dick. So now I got to give all the dicks one.
It's all right. It's like a little passage of like, yo, here, rock that shit. And it's fucking free promo. You see that gangbanger wearing a fucking Plan B shirt? Like, what the fuck? It's a different vibe, man.
And you know, that's where I learned the joke right there. What do you call a cholo with one leg longer than the other?
I don't know.
Not even, Holmes.
Get the fuck out of here. Yo, save that clip. That's emoji shit right there. Oh, my homie's gonna love that one. That's a good one.
What about
what you got?
What do you call a Mexican with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
Hey, you've been there before, yeah, homie.
Got it.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You just fucking. You were in the county jail with me when I said that? I made that up in the county a long time ago, fool. That shit spread like a wildfire.
I heard that one, I think. I had to have. How the fuck did I get it? So Fabian underscore Alomar on, you said TikTok?
Yeah.
Fabian underscore Alomar official.
Fabian Alomar official on IG.
IG. We'll link everything
and
in
Fabian
there.
Fabian Alomar on Facebook.
And then you said Lockwood. What's the website?
It's the, oh, there's the website on the Lockwood page.
Oh, it's on the page. Yeah. Gotcha. You got like linked in the bio and shit?
Yeah, it's, I'll give it to you guys. It's
okay. Yeah, we'll link it in the description too, just to be safe.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man, and I'm getting my brand off real soon, man. With everything that's going on, you know, it's the link is www.lockwoodath.com.
Lockwood, oh, like athletics.
Athletics.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
LockwoodAth.com. Right there.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, that's it.
Sick.
And I have like all the, you see that picture, that first picture? That's what all those, all of, we're in like EMB right there, I believe, or London or something.
No shit.
That was our first Menace ad right there. That's Gino, Keenan Milton, Gino Iannucci, Mike Crum, Jason Dill, and Eric Popecki. And I'm the one in the front.
I think you should to a different country. Isn't that sick?
Oh, bro, I've been all around the world. London.
I'm saying like local city can take
skateboarding,
you.
Skateboarding. Sweden.
Wow, man.
Switzerland. All over.
So sick.
Europe, Germany, Japan.
Like in a pro basketball scholarship. It's like, yeah. It's like getting your fucking, your contract.
Mexico. Dog, it's been great. Canada, all over Canada.
That's so tight though.
Yeah.
That's good shit, man. And I'm glad you have this new positive mindset. That's good shit. Now it's time to elevate it and let it go. In 5 years, look back, like, look where I started. How the fuck did we get here? Good shit. That's the whole plan, man. 5 year plans are the best way to go.
You know, I gotta say, I owe a lot of my success to God, right? But being here, I have a lot of it is to people like Danny Trejo, my manager, Bobby D, and Mario Castillo. Like those guys are, it's a lot of different people that help. You know, I got a friend named Janet Villa, my parents, everybody, like, all, you know, everyone who's been there for me. And like a lot of different people have come together, you know, even my boy Todd Shimabuku, who helped me with the Lockwood Athletics. You know, he's the guy who came to me and said, hey, let's get this clothing line started and let's do it. I believe in you. And I think you could hold it and do it yourself. And
it's different positive impacts.
Yeah,
it changed your life, man. Good shit.
Yeah, I got a lot of good things going on. And, you know, hopefully you'll see me on the Mayans pretty soon too.
Oh, that's why you said blasphemy, not watching Mayans. Yeah. Nice. Good shit. Yeah. That'd be tight. I mean,
yeah, we'll see how that goes. You know,
it'll work out.
And everything's gonna come together. You know,
let's be positive, dude.
Yeah, I got a lot of good things coming, and people helping me. And like I said, I want to do the stand up thing.
You should, man.
I want to.
Should. The world's opening back up.
Yeah,
it's a good angle, man. It's a different angle.
I just need a little
structure
to get it, tighten it up, and to get like a 10-minute, 15-minute bid.
It takes time, man. It takes time, but. Yeah. Work at it. Practice at it. Write 5 minutes down. Do it for your homies.
Yeah.
Like, hey, that was funny. Like, all right, cool. Then it's not funny enough. You guys aren't dying laughing. Let me try again.
Yeah.
And it just takes time. Like skating, you're not going to fucking 360 flip your first try.
Right.
It's not going to happen, man. But good shit, dude.
Hey, thank you.
I'm looking forward to that. Good shit. Thank you for coming. Fabian Alomar, if everybody wants to check it out, description below. If you're on Spotify, Apple, whatever, it's in the description. Everything, all his links, everything. Thank you for stopping by.
Appreciate it. Thank you, brother.
All right, guys. Thank you. We're going to get out of here. Thank you for watching another episode of the Dope As Usual podcast. I'm Dope As Yola. Have a dope ass day. No weed. I didn't smoke weed at all. It's crazy.
Damn, we on some sober tip. Perfect.